Well, the word of God is made available to you friends once again this afternoon, freely offered to you. God's word, you know, never returns to him void, but always accomplishes the purpose for which it's sent forth. Salvation for some, and of course, for others, not, because not all men have faith, but for those who believe, who that is trust in the word of God, salvation is guaranteed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God's command with the promise to even to you yourself this afternoon. So you would like a copy of God's word, yours for the taking, freely offered to you, without cost, without obligation. Read for yourself, who knows? But maybe God will surprise you, cause the light to shine into your heart and mind, and reveal the knowledge of himself to you in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lynn. Word of God, precious, the most precious gift that one person can give to another in this world.
Silence.
In the Bible, that is in the Old Testament of the Bible, you can read these words for yourself. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. We always rejoice, you know, when the devil shows up, you know, when the word of God is being declared. That's an encouragement to us, because it means he's got something to be upset about. And of course, he knows his time is short. He knows that he's heading for the lake of fire. And his days, well, like maybe perhaps yours are numbered. So more reason why you should take heed to the word of God, believe the word of God, receive the Son of God, and the salvation of God. Friends, then you'll have something to shout about. Then you'll have something to blow your trumpet about. But not until you know Jesus as your Savior. A good question, you know, for you this afternoon. How do you sort out the Bible, you see here, answers that question for us. The Spirit of God speaking in the Scriptures of God, the Word of God, settles all matters of religious controversy. As you know, just as well as I do, there are many so-called gods, so-called religions that fill your world today. But how do you sort out which one is which, what is true and what is not true? Well, the Bible, like I say, gives us the answer. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light, no dawn of the morning in them. That is, they are still in the darkness of night, the darkness of their nature, that is, their fallen nature. There's only one truth, there can only be one truth, and it is to be found in the Word of God, in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures alone, nowhere else. God speaks the truth, spoken the truth, always speaks the truth, and all matters concerning religious controversies are to be answered by the light that God has given us in his holy and in his precious word. Here's the thing. You look at a religion, whatever it might be, Islam, Roman Catholicism, Buddhism, Confucianism, fascism, the watchtower society, all of these world religions, well, I suggest to you, I declare to you, that there's not a ha'porth of salvation in any, not a single one of them. Outside of the Word of God, the Bible, there is no salvation. You see, friends, God has settled the matter. God has given us clear instruction. Any religion, anything that claims to be from God, if it is contrary to the Word of God, well, you can take it as read. It is nothing but simply idolatrous religion. It is no saving, has no saving value, none whatsoever. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because you see, God has commanded us to go to the law and to the testimony. This is God's testimony. This is God's record, you see. And friends, anyone who believes or speaks contrary to God's testimony, well, God says, they're liars. They're nothing but liars, you see, deceivers. Those that would lead you astray, lead you away from, and keep you from God and from His salvation. God commands you to go to the law and testimony to find the truth. The law of God, you see, what God requires of you. It's the law of God, the commandments of God, you see, that reveal the character of God and the will of God. You would know what God is like. Well, you read those commandments, the holy commandments of God that reveal the holy character of God. What is God like, you see? Well, He's holy. The Bible, the Word of God is holy because, you see, it's there in the law of God. God commands you to go, you see, there. That's where you find out what kind of a sinner you are. What kind of a criminal you are before God, that you've broken those commandments of God. And that God, you see, would have you to know. It's God's schoolmaster, God's school teacher, you see, to instruct you in the way of your sin, to instruct you in what kind of a sinner it is that you are. There we go, you see. The devil's always busy. What kind of a sinner you are. It's in the Word of God. It's in the law of God. It's
He struck me. Thank you. He struck me. It doesn't matter. He struck me.
He's a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. He's always making trouble. He's always making trouble. So like I say, friends, you know, God commands you to go to His testimony, His record. It's the place where you find, you know, the truth concerning God and, of course, concerning yourself. You know what you truly like, what God's truly like, and what you're truly like. No, it's not rocket science. It's quite simple. You read those commandments of God, and you see the character of God. You read those commandments of God, and you see how far you might come to the conclusion, for instance, you know, that you've, old hat, you know, we don't live like that anymore, you know. We're a free society, we can do what we please, you know. But that just shows you, you see, how far away, how far you are from God, you know. And how you need, of course, to be restored to God's favor. And how, of course, you need to be forgiven for those trespasses, for those transgressions of God's law. Ah, dear friends, you know, it's a given to you for your instruction. God's schoolmaster, that's how you settle the controversies of religion, you know. There's only one truth, you see, and God has declared His truth in His Word, in the Bible, given it to you that you might understand, that you might know the truth, and that the truth might make you free. That's where God has commanded you to go, to the Lord, to the testimony, God's testimony, God's record too, of course, concerning His Son Jesus Christ, whom He sent in the world, that through Him that you might be forgiven, that you might receive the forgiveness of God. This is the very heart of the gospel, friends, that there is forgiveness with God. See? God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world. What for? What does God's testimony say? In order that you might be rescued. In order that you might be saved. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You know? And us as all friends, every one of us. Every one of us, for we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You read God's law, you read God's testimony, His record in those commandments. Friends, and you see that we've broken every single one of them. All of us. And all in need of forgiveness and a reconciliation to God. But here's the thing, friends. It's only through God's testimony, only through God's record concerning His Son Jesus Christ that you can be reconciled to God. Receive that forgiveness of God. God, you see, has declared the way. God has made it open. You see, things have not been done in a corner, but out in the open before all the world. The Son of God was crucified in order that sinners such as you and I, that we might be forgiven and reconciled to God. This is the way. There is no other. There is no other. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is, no one gets right with God except and only through the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave Himself for them. So that's how you settle the controversy. You know, any religious controversy you've got, this is where you go, you see, to God's testimony. My opinion, the opinion of Muhammad, the opinion of the Watchtower Society, any other man's opinion is of no value. Yours included, our opinions. I'm not here to declare my opinion. I'm here to tell you about the precious Word of God, the testimony, the record of God, as to how a man or woman can be reconciled to God through the Son of God. That's God's testimony. So God says, that's what God bids you to do, to come to His Son, Jesus Christ, in order that you might be reconciled to God. So there you have it, friends, you know. And then, of course, because all matters of religion are examined, to be examined, God says, by the rule of His Word, you see. You know, you might look at a thing and you might say, well, that seems quite good to me. You look at a religion, you know, and you might think, well, that's quite moral, you know, quite respectable, and yes, I've got respect for these people, but you take that religion and you bring it to the yardstick, you bring it to the rule. You see, you draw a straight line on a piece of paper, freehand, it might look to you straight. It might look to you straight, but you put a ruler against it and you find it's not straight at all. What? What? What's going on? I'm here.
Just to say that obviously I work for the council. Yeah. We've got a CCTV camera. Yeah. Just to make sure that there's no disorder.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh,
just
good.
To protect you. All right.
That's good. Thank you very much. Appreciate
right.
that. Thank you.
Okay. So
thank you very much.
It has been monitored.
Yep. Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's good to know the authorities are looking after us. Eh? Free country, free speech. You know. For a little while yet, anyway, but for how much longer, I don't know, but it's good that we've got it. It's a free market, you know. You got a message, you can stand up and you can declare it. How are you doing, sir?
Can I talk to you for
a minute? Of course you can, sir, yeah.
I completely agree. Can you come down?
No. I've got to go on. Go on,
well,
please.
I completely agree yes. with you wanting to get your views apart.
Yes. Thank you.
Open. Okay. However,
yes.
personally, I think you're going about it the wrong way.
Well, that's your opinion, sir.
Yeah, that is, and that's fine. That's all I want to do. I don't want to fight with you.
No. I'm not fighting, sir.
No,
I'm preaching. Have a good day, sir, eh?
Ignore that, anyway. Yep. But I
have
do think that doing it in a loud manner is wrong.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Thank you for your opinion. So, like I say, friends, it's the gospel, you know? The good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. That's how you see. You draw a line on a piece of paper, you know, and you think it's straight, you know? It looks straight to you, but you get a ruler out, and you put a ruler against the line, and you find, wow, hey, it wasn't straight at all, you know? Well, you look at a religion, you think, that looks pretty good to me. You know, I quite like that, but you take the rule of God's word and put it against that religion, and you find, it's not straight at all. It's crooked, it's perverse, it's deceitful. It might even be desperately wicked, just like the hearts of men. You see, in the beginning, Bible says in the beginning, God made man upright, but he has sought out many inventions. He invents religions, you know. He invents escape routes from God, you know. He invents ways of suppressing the truth of God in unrighteousness, you know, such as the evolution lie, you know. Man's always inventing stuff, you know. Some stuff he invents is good, you know. He invents medicines that cure people. We invent technology that helps us to communicate and all these things. But we invent a lot of bad things too. And we invent a lot of bad religious stuff too. We invent ways of suppressing the truth of the knowledge of God in our unrighteousness and our wickedness. So if you want to know if things true, you want to know if things straight, it's a straight line. You put a ruler against it, you put the ruler of God's word against it, and you'll see just how straight it is. You know, that is according to God's word. But here's the thing, friends, it's the word of God. How do you do, sir? Have a good day.
I think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong?
Yeah, because you're just being born. Made the God when you're alive. It doesn't matter if you are dead or not. You're always meeting a God.
Oh, right, okay.
It is wrong, and you tell it is wrong for the people.
That's not what the Bible says.
No.
I go with the Bible, sir.
Because you have to figure it out. Your own God.
You know what I was saying?
No, this is a lie.
Just before you came along, I was saying to the people, you know, you got a piece of paper, try it when you go home, yeah? And try and draw a line freehand. Yeah, okay? And you look at it and you think, that's pretty good, that's quite straight, you know? But then you put a ruler against it, yeah? And you think, wow, it's
now
not straight
it's
at all,
okay.
Yeah?
It
and what you think,
let me finish,
I've listened to you, listen to me,
yeah.
Right, okay? Now what you believe, right, you take the ruler of God's word against what you believe, and you'll find it's not straight
what
at all,
the
sir.
The ruler is broken.
But the ruler's not broken, sir.
Yeah,
the ruler cannot be broken, sir. It's the testimony of God.
Okay,
the law and the testimony. To the law and the testimony. If you speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in you. You're still in darkness, sir. You're in your sin. You're in your sin, sir.
Yeah, are you?
You need to be born again,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I know. Is it the earth round or is flat?
Round, sir.
Yeah,
and
how do you know?
Oh, I know that.
How do you know it?
I'll tell you.
Use the ruler
I'll tell you what. No,
wrong.
Please, let me answer that question. Let me answer that question. I know. Listen. You know, people ask me things and they won't listen to the answer. I can prove it. On Wednesday, I was talking to an airline pilot, yeah? And I asked him a question. I said to him, this question's been bugging me for a long time. I said, why, when I fly from Manchester to New York, why do they go up to Greenland and then all the way back down again? He says, because the world's not flat. He says, if you flattened it, he said, you would find that's a straight line. So you see, the world's not flat. It's round. It's a globe. But he didn't wait for the answer. Sorry, man. So like I say, friends, where was I? Oh, yes, the rule, you see, is God's word. If a thing's not straight, there's only one way to find out if a thing's straight. Your heart, your life, a religion, religious controversy, whatever it might be, there's only one way to find out whether it's straight or not, whether it's true or not, that is, and that is by the rule of God's word. That's where God sends us. To the law, to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light, no dawn, no dawn of the morning in them, but they're still in the darkness of nature's night. So you see, friends, you take the rule of God's word and you measure it against what you believe. You believe in evolution? Take the rule of God's word against it and you'll find it's not even just crooked, it's off the map, you know? It's not a straight line. You take the rule of God's word and put it against any one of your world religions and you'll find that they're not straight either. But closer to home, you take the rule of God's word and you put it against your heart and you'll find that your heart's not straight, your heart's not true either. Because God's testimony, the rule says, God's rule says that the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Your heart and mine too. So you see, the heart's not straight, the heart's not true, the heart's not right with God. That's the problem. That's the problem. And of course, we don't like to be told that. So that's why men start falling out and fighting in front of us here this afternoon and making all kinds of rackets and noises to stop us from telling the truth. Because they don't like it, because they hate the truth. But that's because, you see, we're born with those deceitful hearts. You see, we're conceived in sin, says God. We're born in sin. We come into the world shaping in iniquity and rebellion. And so, you see, the heart needs to be straightened. But the law, the testimony of God, you see, the law condemns us. Commandments of God were not given to save you, to correct you, to make you right, but to teach you what kind of a sinner you are. And how you need, not religion, not one of your world religions, but how you need Jesus, the only Savior. Because the law was given, friends, to drive us to Jesus Christ for salvation. That's the rule of God. But furthermore, you take the rule, God's ruler, His word, His testimony, and you lay it against your life, against your practice, you'll find it's not just your nature, it's not just your heart that's the problem, but of course your practice as well. That's why God says, you see in His Word, He says, let the wicked forsake his way, his practice that is, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because it's the unrighteous thinking, it's the crooked thinking that leads to the crooked lifestyle. So you want to know, you see, you want to know the truth, and the truth that will make you free. There's only one place to go, only one yardstick, and that's God's word. To the law, to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. This is the light, and this is the testimony, the record concerning the light of the world that will shine into your hearts and minds and reveal to you the knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. That you might be restored to God, that you might be forgiven, pardoned, and on your path, on the pathway, God's pathway to heaven. But another reason why I say the only place to go to set a religious controversy of any kind, of course, is to God's word, to the law, and to the testimony. Because if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And you'll find, when you open God's book, you'll find that the apostles of Jesus, there was only 12 of them, the 12 apostles, they reasoned everywhere they go, you'll find in the Bible, they reasoned from what? From their own minds? From their own cleverness? One of them was clever, the apostle Paul, but the rest of them were ignorant and unlearned men. They hadn't been to a university. Like some of you, perhaps, they weren't clever, they weren't academics. But everywhere they go, you know, read for yourself and see everywhere they go. What do? They reason with people from the scriptures. They don't come with their own highfalutin ideas. They don't talk about philosophical matters. You know, they don't say, well, it's my opinion, I think, you know. You never find them doing that, saying that. I think. They reason from the scriptures, just as I'm doing with you here this afternoon. Because again, like I say to you, not here to give you my opinion. Because my opinion is no more valuable than yours. Yeah? Not at all. I could give you the opinions of Einstein, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Stalin. I could give you the opinions of Theresa May. None of these would do you any good. Mine neither. My opinion no more valuable than yours. No, it's not the opinions of men we want. It's the opinion of God that we want. And we find that nowhere but the Holy Scriptures. So we come to you reasoning. Why stand with a Bible in my hand, an open Bible in my hand, so that you can understand, maybe get it, perhaps grasp it, that I'm talking to you from what God says in His Word in the Bible. Everywhere the apostles of Jesus went, they reasoned from the Holy Scriptures. And I reason with you, seek to reason with you from the Scriptures, or rather God does. He says in His Word, come now and let us reason together. God made you a rational creature, you see. He gave you the faculty of reason. You know, you don't get a dog doing that. You don't get a cat doing that. It hasn't got that faculty. It wasn't made that way. But God made man, you see, a rational creature. A man made in the image of God. Spoiled and marred, of course, by sin. But nonetheless, made in the first instance in the image of God. And God bids you to reason together with Him. Well, how would you do that, you see? Well, you turn to His Word. You turn to the Bible. Let us reason together, you see. Reasoning from the Scriptures. You listen to what God has to say. And believe me, I tell you, as you begin to understand it, as you begin to grasp what God says in His Word, you find it's perfectly reasonable. You know, people argue with me. They say, well, you know, that men, it was men who wrote the Bible. Really? You think so? Well, you look at how the Bible describes the human race. And I tell you, friends, I don't think if you wrote the Bible, I don't think you would describe yourself in the same way. This is how the Bible describes human nature. Listen, if you will. Filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. That's how the Bible describes man, the human race. Do you think for a moment if men wrote the Bible, they would describe themselves in that way? What would you say if you wrote it? I'm a good person. I'm a respectable person. I'm okay. I'm good to go. Isn't it? No man ever describes himself in these terms until God convicted him of his sin, until God made him aware of his wretched condition without Jesus Christ. Now, friends, a man, a woman, in order to see themselves in that state, in that condition, as God describes mankind, he must needs, first of all, be born again. That's why Jesus says, ye must be born again. You know, the heart, the nature has to be changed. You have to be made a new creature then and then alone that you begin to realize just exactly how undone you are. So I bid you, as God does, reason from the Scriptures. That's what the apostles of Jesus did everywhere they went. No self-opinions. No opinions of man, no opinions of science, no opinions of philosophy, no opinions of politicians. The opinions of God. Reasoning from the Scriptures. You got any religious controversy, questions whatsoever, there's only one place to go, and that's to the Word of God, the rule of God, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. But I tell you, when God shines the light, when God commands the light to shine into your heart and mind and reveals the knowledge of these things to you, that's what makes a world of difference, an eternity of a difference. You begin to realize, you know, just what kind of a sinner it is that you are, how far away you are from God, and how you need to be reconciled to God. Through my gospel, through the gospel of my Lord Jesus Christ, that is, he who died for the ungodly, who died for sinners according to the scriptures, and rose again after the third day according to the scriptures. This is the gospel, friends. This is the way back to God. This is the way to deal with any religious controversy that you might have or be engaged in. You come to the rule of God. You come to the Word of God. It's settled there and there alone, because the Spirit of God speaks expressly, you see, from the Word of God. It's His Word. He breathed it out. Every word of it breathed out of God. It's infallible. An infallible, implacable testimony, I tell you. And then, of course, because the church, you see, the Church of Jesus Christ, I don't mean the buildings around you here in Stafford that, you know, you would call churches. A church is a body of people, you see. A people that God is saving out of this world, causing to be born again, causing to repent of their sins and to turn to and trust in Jesus Christ. And men and women, you see, are saved out of the world and into God's church, you see. It's a people, you see. Now, they might call themselves all kinds of things, Baptist and Brethren and Pentecostals and all these different names that they've got. But a man, a woman, when they are born again, you see, they're born again into the Church of God. And the Church of God, the Bible tells us, God's rule tells us, is founded upon what? What the prophets of old taught, and what the apostles teach, and of course what Jesus Christ himself teaches in the Word of God in the Bible. You see, again, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. This is the light that you need. And you need to get it into your own heart and mind. You need to be understanding it, studying it, meditating upon it, and coming to an understanding of what it is to, what it means to be the member of a church. And I tell you, it's not going into a building such as this one behind me and having your name, you know, written in their register. Anybody can do that. No, it means when a person has been born again of God's Spirit, made a new person in Jesus Christ, washed in the blood of the Lamb, their sins forgiven, given the assurance of eternal life, and the assurance one day of a home in heaven. That's what it means to be a member of God's church. That's what it means to be a Christian. You must be born again. There's no other way, you see. As one good bishop, if there has ever been any such thing, one good bishop once said on one occasion, he said, if you're not born again, the day will come when you will wish you'd never been born at all. You must be born again. The only way a man or woman can enter the kingdom of God and become a member of God's church. But then, of course, God has commanded us in His Word in the Bible to prove all things, to test all things. Well, how do you test anything? How do you test whether a thing's truthful or not? How do you test what I'm saying to you is the truth or not? How do you put it to the test? Well, again, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That's how you test all things. Not because somebody comes to you, you know, like Muhammad of old, and says, you know, that he had a dream in a cave in Afghanistan somewhere, and an angel appeared to him and gave him this message. I mean, how do you prove that? You can't prove that. That's impossible. Absolutely impossible, friends. Somebody comes to you and says, you know, that God visited them in their garden shed at the bottom of the garden and he gave them this message. Well, how would you know? How would you know it's the truth? How would you know that God actually appeared to that person? There's only one sure way. There's only one definite way by which you can know that a thing comes from God or not. And that is by proving it. That is by testing it. That is by laying it against the yardstick of God's Word, the truth of the Bible. And the Bible was given to us. This Word was given to us. This rule was given to us. This yardstick was given to us that we might know, that we might be assured that we are forgiven, that we are on the right way, that we are believing the right thing, that we are trusting the right person, that we're not trusting ourselves, our own imagination, that we're not teaching the nonsense that somebody else has dreamed up, but that we are trusting in what God Himself has revealed, and He has revealed Himself, yourself, what He is truly like, what you are truly like. He has revealed this in His Word in the Bible, and He has revealed to us the way of salvation. God has accomplished in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. He has accomplished that which the law could never do, which your good works could never do. Deeds of charity, works of kindness. Friends, our righteousness, as God says, all of them, that's the best of our deeds. They, all of them, they're like filthy rags in the sight of God, untouchable by God. God is of purer eyes, the Bible says, than to behold evil. It's impossible that we could be reconciled to God by our own deeds, by our own workings, by our own efforts. We are so sinful. We are so sold out to sin. We are so wicked. We are so evil-hearted. Friends, we could not offer anything to God that would be acceptable to God, because all we are is just lumps of walking, breathing, talking sin. So anything, absolutely anything that you would offer to God would be unacceptable to Him. God requires a perfect sacrifice, and the only one who offered a perfect sacrifice to God was Jesus Christ, His Son, on the cross of Calvary. And I know it was perfect. How? Because God raised Him from the dead. That's how. If God had never raised Jesus from the dead, if you were still dead, if you were still in that tomb, you could forget everything that He ever said or did or claimed. But you cannot. The world cannot. The world cannot get rid of Jesus, no matter how much it tries. Oh, it tries very hard. Why? Because the world has a guilty conscience because it crucified the Lord of glory. That's why. And our dear friends, God raised them from the dead, proving, demonstrating to us that the sacrifice that He offered to God was acceptable to God. So that everyone and anyone who trusts in Jesus, in His person, His work, what He did, this is the testimony to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. This is God's testimony that he who believes on His Son has life. He that believeth not the Son hath not life. Have you got life? Have you got the life of God in your soul? The love of God in your heart? Have you been born again to eternal life? Are you on the pathway to perdition or the pathway to heaven? Which is it? It's one or the other. Is the gospel to you a savior of life or a savior of death? Which is it, my friends? Which is it? I don't ask you, are you religious? I ask you, have you been born again? I don't ask you, do you attend a place of worship? I ask you, have you been born again? Do you have eternal life in your soul? How would you know? How could you prove it? How could you test it? Well, again, the Word of God, the rule of God, the only rule, the only means by which you can prove all things as God commands you to do. No other way, friend. And no other way back to God from sin's dark path, only through Jesus Christ. Bible, the Old Testament, Moses, he said, without the shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sins. None at all. No remission of sin. No sending of your sin away by God. But God himself has provided the blood sacrifice. His own Son, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus was crucified for sinners. You a sinner today? Got good news for you. Got a gospel for you. Good news for sinners. But of course, if you're not one of those, if you protest and insist that you have never sinned or done anything wrong, that God could not possibly have any controversy with you, then my friends, you are left to your own devices. You are left in your sin. You are left separated from God, irreconciled from God. But friends, if you're a sinner like the rest of us, like the rest of the human race, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, none righteous as God, none that doeth good, no, not one. You're a sinner like the rest of mankind. We got good news for you. Thank you, sir.
For the word.
Thank you, sir. Got good news for you. And it's here. Only place you'll find it, in the Word of God in the Bible. To the law and to the testimony of God, the record of God. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Ah, dear friends, come to Jesus today. Put your trust in Him. He bids you, He commands you to. His testimony, here in the Word of God, Matthew chapter 11, check it out. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Peace with God, that is, reconciled to God, which is what we implore you to do this afternoon. Be reconciled to God while you may, while you have the breath of life in you, while you still have the faculty of rationality, the ability, that is, to reason together with God. That your sins, though they be like scarlet, that they might be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they be as wool. The forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the one, you see, ultimately, who this book is about. From start to finish, beginning to end. Genesis, all the way through to Revelation. The golden thread that weaves its way throughout the entirety of the Bible. The person of Jesus, the Son of God. The Old Testament, how God would send Him and prepared the way for His coming, and the New Testament, the fulfillment of all these things, how that Jesus came, lived and loved and died, and rose again from the dead, that a sinner like you might be reconciled to God. Oh, this afternoon, dear friends, be reconciled to God while you may. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. From sin's penalty, its wages are still death. Saved, friend, salvation, that's what it's about. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. From sin's penalty and from its power and from its presence that permeates your heart, your lives, your world, and every religion known to man that is contrary to the Word of God, the testimony of God, and the law of God. Oh, friends, today, be reconciled to God. Turn from your sin. Let the wicked forsake his way, his practice, that is. And let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, his thinking. Bring your mind to the Word of God, to the law and to the testimony, and reason with God. See that these things are so. And friends, who knows, but maybe God will command indeed the light to shine into your heart and mind and reveal the knowledge of Himself in the lovely, lovely person of His Son, Jesus Christ, who commands you, the King Himself commands you this afternoon, Repent ye and believe the gospel, he says. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand, and the only way you can enter it is in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Check it out, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Check it out. Take a copy of God's word. Read for yourself and see that these things are so in accordance with the word of God. You'd like to have a copy of God's word freely offered to you, no cost and no obligation to you. Yours for the taking. It's freely offered to you. Read it, study it, meditate upon it, and see what God the Lord would say to you, that you might be reconciled to Him, that you might know, that you might experience, that you might taste His love. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So, so good, kind, compassionate, so loving, He sent Jesus to be a Savior of sinners just like you. Oh, do repent, as Jesus says, repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. If you would like to have a copy of God's word, as I say, it's offered freely to you, yours for the taking. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious and never dying souls.